Hello everyone, this is San with Sandstar Sanctum, and I'm putting the kettle on to make us something comfy to drink. And I would like to introduce the foundation of my tarot oracle that I've been creating for a few years, and it's always been on the back burner, but lately I've been inspired to get going with it. I would like to share the foundation, and the story, the tarot, is about someone in her middle years, and her name, their name, is Psyche, S-A-I-K-E, which is the pronunciation of the word Psyche, P-S-Y-C-H-E, which means the breath of soul, and they are beginning a new archetypal journey. They are a hagtessa, a hedge witch. Her craft is her own, not young nor old. She is no longer a maiden and heading into becoming a crone. Psyche explores the depths of nature's darkness, which in and shelters the light. She is the breath of the soul, which is what we all are. We all have a soul as we share our lives together. It is like breathing and living on a new language. Yet it is of the eternal and our first and last language. We are all speaking the breath of the soul of our being. There are many definitions of a hedge witch, a hagtessa. For me, this persona has shifted to become a being who is a witch that is free of dogma and doctrine, rooted with nature, branched with the cosmos, who knows thyself, and is a great protector of those who have been abandoned, abused, forgotten. This hagtessa walks with the ancestors and the cosmos. They no longer care about human-made laws, but honor the laws of spirit, the laws of the soul. Psyche will experience each major arcana in her own way as herself. Each one is a key that will unlock knowledge, understanding, and growth. Most tarot and oracles that I've seen show a different human for each major arcana, a different archetype. With this one, the one that I'm creating, Psyche will be each one. She will not be meeting different personas or archetypes in different human forms. She will be meeting herself through each key of knowledge. This is the work. This is why we are here, so that we can be at our very best overall, yet know that we are human, that we make mistakes, and hopefully learn from them. We are here to enjoy this life as well, and to help others, and to help ourselves. Psyche has called this path to her. She is going forward willingly and understands the dangers and the learning she will encounter. She has already traveled the first journey as a younger woman, a maiden. Now she walks in the last steps of the mother aspect. One day she will walk as a crone and unto death. Now these words, maiden, mother, crone, will be based on your definition, not mine, and not the traditional nor cultural definitions either. These are ever how you want to do it. Whether or not one has children, a womb is not part of this definition in this story for me. And it's more about a journey that is in general based on Psyche's age. She's in her middle years and the breaking down of her ego. She'll be going through the archetypal journey of the major arcana. And I'm not sure if I'll be doing a minor arcana. And you can choose however you want to identify. She has casted herself off from her past. Of being an outcast is nothing new to her. Her ego has died and she is tired. She's recovering. Psyche's eyes are of the kaleidoscopic geometric prism. She does not speak in words. Sometimes the tiny moths and butterflies are her eyes and ears. Sometimes the herbs and stones and shells are her words. Her language is the soft scent of the rose, the bitter bite of artemisia, the poison of mandrake, the medicine of lemon balm, the sun and the moon, and the song, the universe. Her shape-shifting friend and companion Moonkip will be with her. Now, she may shape-shift as well because she is traveling along the archetypes. She is on that journey. And as I illustrate, draw, paint each card, I have no clue what she will be saying to me. So there may be different colors. She may not always look the same. It's more of a reflection of her journey than her physical appearance. They come from a red star and travel in a star tetrahedron, Merkaba. Mer, light. Ka, spirit. Ba, body. A vehicle light. And I've had a lot of synchronicities. That's why I'm adding this. Also with Cetus, C-E-T-U-S. And I do listen to and pay attention to what's going on as I write over the years. And that does become part of the story. Psyche wears an iridescent white pendant that is a crystal egg. Tucked deep inside the egg is a translucent Merkaba. Inside the Merkaba is the crystalline red heart Taurus. Deep inside the red crystal heart Taurus is the cosmic velvety black bloom of infinite life. And that may change as I write the story. And inside this darkness, the crystal egg, somehow infinite, it is star heart Taurus tetrahedron. Psyche's pendant has its own story, and that'll be for another time. As the cards, the keys, as each archetype progresses, so do Psyche and Moonkip. The Hactess's Journey of the Crone Oracle Tarot starts off in darkness simply because most beginnings do. Seeds start in darkness. The world started in darkness. In the key of Tenebella, to play as music and flow in grace of the universe. One song, the soul's breath, to open each door. And so we begin the begin. As Psyche travels through the major arcana, the fool's journey, I have decided to journey with her, with Psyche, the breath of the soul. I hope that you will come along with us as well. Her experiences will be her own, and so will yours, yet together. Many, many years ago, I saw a posy ring online, P-O-E-S-Y, with the inscription, Ot Dushi, O-T-D-U-S-H-I. Which means from my soul. This truly resonated with me. It has become a part of my signature. My nickname, San, S-A-N, is from when my sisters were little and could not say Suzanne. And one time a friend told me that the angels liked that nickname. So it is a sweet name. It is so simple. S-A-N. My writing and punctuation will change as I write. It always has, so at times it may seem odd to have no rhyme nor reason in why I may capitalize some letters at certain times, and the same with how I use punctuation. When I type, I feel like I'm playing the piano, that I'm playing music, creating music with my words. universe, one song. One last thought. My biggest regret is that I did not start writing and painting this Oracle Tarot sooner. I wish that I had the confidence inside of me to do this. The confidence to start typing, to begin, because it started to weigh heavy on me. Inner truth is beautiful. I fully understand this. My biggest joy of this project is that I'm creating it now. As I write and paint, ideas are flowing better. Being stagnant, not doing the work, and worrying whether it be good enough was no fun at all. I'm sure a lot of you understand that. Understand, dear one, nothing I do is perfect. This entirety is completely of the wabi-sabi mindset. We will be traveling together in our own unique and beautiful way along with Psyche and Moonkip. I love you and thank you for being with me with this first step. I present to you The Hagtess's Journey of the Crone. Author and artist Suzanne Teresa Hartman, mother to three beautiful sons, barefoot most of the time, poet, painter, picture taker. I was born under the mead moon and the holly tree, yet it's the willow tree that always calls me home. In the month of the salmon, cat and unicorn. Here the snake. My sun sign is a big cat. Rising moon and Venus sign are the virgin maiden. I think the stars are pretty neat, and I love our planet Earth so much. The best thing ever is being the mom, the mama to my three boys that I love with my entire being. I am a vapor living taster, mind manifesting lover, grounded rainbow shine mother, shadows moaning, luminescence showing, integrated with essence, sensual blessings, anahata's flowers, geometric showers, laying in a warm tidal pool, riding on a polar bear from far away, flying in chariots with the gift givers of Yule, cackling with the hedge witch, giving a big hug to the tree in the last unicorn, spirit dancing and spinning round a beating fire, being blessed with three beautiful sons, embracing a bed of lamb's ear, getting close to baby trees, blackberries, and morning glory, and all wild things growing, learning the old stories, listening to the ancient ones, cleaning 1,000 messes a day, unfurling my tail so it can dry, opening my eyes to the sun and to the moon, smelling the earth and rivers, rocks, weaving some words along, collecting bones, laughing with the cosmic river, and embracing love in all its forms. And I will continue this story, and I will share with you each key and the journey of Psyche and Moonkip. Thank you so much for being here. Take care, and I'll talk with you soon.